because Mark doesn't have a lot of voice right now. I'm going to read a poem that he first heard as a teenager that has meant a lot to him through the years. They took him down, his poor dead body, and prepared him for burial. They took him down, his poor pale body, drained of life, ashen, stained with his own lifeblood. His healing hands, now pierced and still, holy hands often folded in fervent prayers, serving hands that broke 5 loaves to feed 5,000. His poor, gentle hands, now pierced and still. His poor torn feet, now bloodied and cold, feet that walked weary miles to bring good news to broken hearts, feet once washed in penitent tears, his poor torn feet now bloodied and cold, his kingly head made for a crown, now crowned with thorns, his kingly head now crowned with thorns, his gentle breast now pierced by spear thrust quiet and still, his poor loving breast, his piercing eyes now dark and blind, eyes of compassion warming the soul, yet tender eyes beckoning sinners. Piercing eyes now dark and blind, his matchless voice, the fountain of the Father's thoughts, now stopped and still to speak no more. Silence now, where once had flown wisdom and comfort, spirit and life, his matchless voice stopped and still to speak no more. They took him down, his poor dead body, and prepared him for his burial.
And that was Friday, but Sunday's coming. As I think about what this poem is saying about the physical body of Christ, I'm reminded that Jesus asked that this cup pass from him.
Matthew 26:39. Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me."
I've asked that this illness pass from me and my family, that the suffering be taken from us.
Matthew 26:39 continues, "Yet not as I will, but as you will."
And like Christ, I've not received the answer that I wanted, or at least not yet. Apparently, this illness will not pass from me. And yet, like Christ, I have faith that his will is being done. God knows the outcome. And I have faith in what lies ahead. God could have saved his son, and he can save me. But in both cases, there's a bigger plan at work. I have peace about my salvation, and I pray that my family can be at peace and our church family can be at peace. In remembrance of Christ's acceptance of his Father's will, let's join together in communion. Let's say a prayer.